Ciara, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me.
So Ciara, I suppose just in case any of our listeners aren't familiar with the programme, maybe can you talk us through DIBEST and what it all involves?
Sure. So DIBEST stands for Digital Innovations in Blue Tourism and Social Economy. And it's, I suppose, a programme that was developed to be a cross-border programme. So we have participants from Ireland, from Spain, from Portugal and from France. And the idea was that these are very small micro enterprises. So they're typically kind of a 1 to 2 person kind of show, maybe an intergenerational business operating in probably a kind of rural context along the coastline in each of those countries. And so the idea was that to give them the opportunity, I suppose, to look at their digital skills and how they're kind of keeping up in the digital world, what opportunities there are for them to upskill and bring new ideas and innovations to their business that can make it more productive, I suppose, really, and more efficient for themselves, given that, you know, they're generally kind of time poor out and about over the busy season and, you know, need ways to be able to manage that and keep up with that.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. How did it go?
It was great. We had great engagement. Different businesses from across all of the countries, I suppose, some of them engaged in accommodation offerings, smaller kind of bespoke accommodation, some of them in the food business, catering or actual restaurants, things like that. And then a lot kind of around the activities based. So obviously, given coastline and water and marine and all that kind of thing, a lot of businesses who were involved in activities in that space. Interestingly, we had, say, across the countries, you know, we had some surf schools that were in France, in Portugal and in Ireland, people offering boat trips in each of the different countries. So it was nice to, I suppose, see collaboration and exchange of ideas and challenges, which, you know, as much as we might think here in Ireland, things are different to somewhere where you think of tourism as being huge in Portugal or Spain. But actually, the challenges for those small businesses can be quite similar.
Yeah, that's really interesting and a great opportunity, as you said, to just chat to people, I suppose, in a similar area like yourself, you know, and talk about, you know, what they're finding good and what they're finding more difficult, maybe. In terms of the challenges that you mentioned there, what were some of the main barriers, I suppose, that these kind of micro enterprises were experiencing?
I suppose a big one that came up was, no surprise, how to kind of sell themselves, create kind of good social media content, genuine social media content that really told their story and what they do, down to then practical things like how could, you know, the digital journey that people go through with them be more accessible for people or offer opportunities for people who have maybe extra needs to get involved or to participate in the activity, and things then like booking systems, how to get people, you know, booking when they're not at the end of the phone to take calls, how can they use technology to keep the bookings coming through and to be able to manage that. That was the main kind of things.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for these businesses as well, isn't it? Because, as you mentioned, they are often time poor and they are very small enterprises as well. Whereas you said, I think as well, that, you know, they might only have a maximum of 2 people working with them and they're trying to do everything themselves. And there's so much pressure now, Ciara, isn't there, on business to have that social presence, that online presence that, I suppose, draws people into the business and reaches a wider audience. So this is a great experience for them, I suppose, to make sure they're doing that and they're doing it right.
That's it. And it's huge. You know, I suppose everybody, that's your first port of call now, is have a look online, have a look on social media, get a sense of, you know, how to put your itinerary together or what activities are out there. And, you know, you mentioned time poor. And I suppose that was the key. One of the things we built into the program was mentoring as well, which really, I suppose, gave them the time and the space to be able to, you know, step back and have that kind of objective encouragement in the background to keep them on track and to say, right, look, you've learned this now, so let's put this to practice in your business and let's sit and actually do it. Because the best will in the world, we all kind of procrastinate on things, and, you know, it's hard to, you might know what you have to do, but to actually sit and do it is another thing. So that was really key in keeping everything moving along.
Yeah, I can imagine so. And talk me through, I suppose, how important, Ciara, it was in terms of the businesses and the countries that took part as well, establishing links and connections between them and, you know, between the tourism and the micro enterprises. And I suppose we'll say what someone can offer over in Spain or Portugal, as you mentioned, that they can potentially offer here as well. How important are those links and those relationships maybe?
Yeah, it was really important and really valued, I think, by the participants. And I suppose that's where we turned to our own digital ability to, you know, connect online is great these days, that we could have those kind of transnational networking sessions where different businesses presented, you know, their business and their challenges and their improvements and things that they implemented. So, you know, there was questions and over and back, and we're actually bringing the businesses, or a small snapshot of the businesses, over to Kerry. They've just actually completed their programme this week. So we're excited, I suppose, to have got them together in person as well, because that's really important as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. And as you said there, the delegates, they were at an event in the RDI Hub this week as well, and it was kind of bringing the programme to a close, I understand. That's an important aspect of it as well. What did they get to experience while they were here?
Yeah, so it's the final, I suppose, conference, but we did it in a different way of the programme. So actually, it was a workshop on wheels that was put together by our Irish partners, MTU, so, and RDI Hub, as you mentioned, are the other Irish partners. So we had 20 micro-enterprises, five from each of the participating countries. They came along and did a tour, I suppose, to showcase some of the participants in our programme at a local level here in Kerry, as well as kind of other businesses that have really embraced digital. So started actually at the cable station on Valentia Island, which I think was really interesting because, of course, 150 years ago, the first place where the transatlantic telegraph cable was laid, and then, you know, we're here talking about digital communication, so it kind of was a nice start. And then I suppose they also experienced the Port Magee whiskey experience. They have a great place there, I suppose, where they really use digital and immersive technology to tell their story, and that was really fascinating. And then also the Aquaterra boat trip, and those guys, I suppose, are really good at kind of the accessible part of the business and the sustainability in such a sensitive coastline, as well as having a great, I suppose, digital entry to their business. They've an excellent website and social media presence, and they actually took part in our programme as well.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. Ciara, you mentioned there, I suppose, the partnerships between all the different groups that were involved. So there was yourselves, obviously, the Western Development Commission, there was the RDI Hub, and there was MTU as well. When it comes to a programme like this and making sure that it reaches its potential and that the participants get the best out of it, how important is that collaboration between all those different groups?
I think that's key, actually, to it, because everyone brings those different skills. Obviously, ourselves as the regional kind of development agency that can, you know, bring the learnings, I suppose, maybe up to a policy level, or, you know, bring it further. Then MTU, I suppose, were key in the delivery. They have all the knowledge about, you know, the hospitality and tourism side of things, and could put together that programme of training. And then RDI Hub, obviously, we're bringing in the digital part of it, the digital innovation and digital supports as well. And that kind of partnership was replicated across all the countries. The partners were very similar type of agencies in each of the four countries. So it worked really nicely. And I suppose it's a nice way to bring the strengths of a region together for the benefit of those kind of small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds fantastic. In terms of the programme now, we mentioned, I suppose, that this cohort has come to an end. Will there be an opportunity for the programme to run again, or what happens next, I suppose, Ciara?
Well, I suppose that is the next step for sure. So I suppose we were lucky and delighted to get funding from Interreg Atlantic Area, so a pot of European funding. There are always new calls, so we will be looking out. But I suppose in the meantime, one of the outputs is the digital toolkit that we have developed, I suppose, the learnings from the programme, as well as we had a kind of call for digital technologies that are suitable and affordable for those small type businesses. And so we will have kind of a repository of all those, and this will be fully accessible by any business who's in a similar kind of position. So any kind of small business, I would say probably geared towards tourism, it's those kind of tools. We'll be able to access it. So there is a website, dbestinterreg.com. Not the easiest to remember, maybe, but if people Google dbest, so D-I-B-E-S-T, they'll be able to find that tool. It should be available early May.
Okay, that's brilliant. And I suppose just before you finish up, we'll say we know how reliant, especially here in Kerry, that we are on the tourism industry, and those smaller tourism businesses, they play such an important role to our local economy and to the wider economy here in Ireland as well, because, you know, we are obviously a tourism island. But it's important, isn't it, that they are supported, I suppose, and that they have the chance to take part in these type of programmes to grow and to benefit themselves into the future.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think there's great learning from each other as well. And I suppose that was one of the things with the programme, both at an international but also at a local level. And I suppose our participants ranged. We had people from County Donegal right down to County Kerry. So even just that element of sharing right up along the Atlantic coast was really interesting as well. And I suppose, you know, we were really keen to make it accessible for people and not scary or off-putting, because I suppose sometimes it can be a little daunting if you're heading into something where you're maybe not as confident in the skills or the language even, and, you know, to be able to make it, it was tailored to those groups. And I think that is really important, because they are the lifeblood of a lot of small rural communities, and particularly in that tourism space.
Absolutely, they certainly are. Well, Ciara, it sounds like it was a great success, and that there was loads of learnings and loads of, I suppose, value from it as well, which is great to hear. But thanks so much for taking the time to chat to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.